This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Father, you are wonderful. And Lord, we declare now that we adore you. And we love to worship you. Thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. Keep our eyes, Lord, focused fully on you. In Jesus' mighty name. We turn now to Scripture and Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And we're going to look at verses 31 and 32 as we continue this series of messages, simply peace and love. I believe this is part 23. I could be wrong. I don't really care. I just care that I bring the message that the Lord would want me to bring you. And as we study different verses in Scripture that talk about peace and love, we know this. We cannot do anything unless we keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus. You see, today we've been talking about depression. If our eyes are focused on Him, how can we be depressed? We're only ever depressed because we're looking at circumstance and we're not looking at Him. Oh, that's easy for you to say, David. Yeah, it is. It's very easy for me to say because when I've been depressed, I know why. Because I haven't been keeping my eyes on Jesus and I've gone down the road that I wanted to go down, not the road that He wanted me to go down. Because my eyes weren't on Him and therefore I wasn't following Him. I was looking down to the floor with my torch and I wasn't seeing the light of Jesus. Because when you see the light of Jesus, you don't need a torch. You can follow that light. Paul writes to the church in Ephesus in the fourth chapter, and from verse 31 he says this: get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. He doesn't say other, he says all. Underline the word all if you've got all in your Bible. Then he says, instead of all that, instead of bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. You see, Paul says it very simply. Very simply, he says, get rid of this stuff. Put it aside. Get rid of it. Why is he saying it if it's incredibly difficult? I don't believe Paul would be teaching the church in Ephesus to do something that was nigh on impossible to do. He's saying get rid of it. Put it to one side. Chuck it out of your life. You don't need it any longer. All bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander. Well, we know from what we studied yesterday on the Daily Devotional special, when we looked at bitterness especially, and we found out that bitterness is a byproduct of unforgiveness. Bitterness is a byproduct of unforgiveness, and we have received emails that say they have forgiven. That is amazing. that is so amazing. But along with all of this stuff, this bitterness, we've got to get rid of rage. That is anger that is out of control. Paul then goes on to say anger. So he's saying rage and anger together. Rage, anger out of control, and anger that may be controlled. But it's got to go. How can you have rage and anger yet feel the peace of God? You can't. Rage and anger, harsh words and slander, they take up all of your heart. They take it up. And that is exactly what Satan wants, beloved. The evil one wants that. He wants your heart to be consumed with all of these things: rage, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, harsh words. The tongue is mightier than the sword. We found that out today. And slander. And then Paul says, as well as all types, say all types of evil behavior. Anything that is evil, anything that is controlled by Satan is evil. And it's got to go. Just a few moments ago, I was talking to a young man who was telling me what he wants to do with his life. And he was asking me certain questions that I was able to answer. Certain questions about the Bible and prophecy and the end times. And I was able to answer him. That young man is a gift from God. He wants to be like an associate pastor. And he's 15 years old. That is incredible. That is wonderful. When I hear that, joy fills my heart. And he's asking questions and questions and questions because he's hungry to learn and he wants to follow the way of the Lord, and his life has completely changed. That is amazing. And I give glory to God for that, for the transformation in that young man's life. I give glory to Almighty God, and I pray now in Jesus' name for a protection over that lad. A hedge of protection around him, Father, so that he cannot be corrupted by the world. I pray in Jesus' name. So that that young man doesn't have to be in a situation where he needs to get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words and slander. Instead, he will be kind, tender-hearted and forgiving. And that is what we need in our lives. We need kindness. We need to be tender-hearted. We need to be forgiving one another at all times, whenever and wherever it happens. I've told you this story many times about two people that I interviewed a long time ago when I was doing a live broadcast from Manchester for Christian Resources Exhibition. And this couple had lost their son through a murder. Their son had been murdered, 18 years old. And Ray was able to forgive immediately. And it took Vi, his wife, a year. 1 year to forgive the people who had killed her son. But eventually she did. And during that year, she testifies that she was full of bitterness and rage. She was full of anger. Because there was no forgiveness there. And I believe God, all the way through that year, was impressing on her to get rid of it. But she couldn't. She needed to hold on to it. It was like a comfort blanket. She felt better if she could feel anger toward these people who had killed her son. But in the end, she knew that it had to go. and when she let it go, her life was transformed. Maybe in the next few days, I'll play that testimony again because it is so incredibly powerful. In fact, I think I'll do that on the program tomorrow. I will play that interview yet again because it is amazingly powerful. Beloved, we come to that point in our lives when we are learning and we continue to learn how to follow the pathway of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are coming to that point when we realize we have to do this. We don't have a choice. We have to put down all these things. We have to get rid of bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander. When you get cross with somebody, do you give them harsh words? Do you say something that maybe is slanderous? That you're not sure about, but you've heard, and you think that might be true, so you say it? That's slander. And you can't do that. It's got to be put to one side. It's got to be put away. We cannot have this in our lives. And then Paul encourages us to instead of being full of rage and bitterness and anger, harsh words and slander, and all types of evil behavior, Paul says, instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. You know, in the days when Paul was writing this, he was saying, be kind to each other and tender-hearted, forgiving one another. The people in your vicinity, because there was no mail. You couldn't send email. You couldn't send mail through the post. So you really spoke about those people in your vicinity. Now, oh Lord, it is totally different. I can be on Facebook and I can speak to somebody the other side of the world in an instant. So therefore now, not only are we talking about the people in my locale, the people in my vicinity, the people in my church, now I'm talking about people that I speak to across the world. They are now in my locale. Someone who lives in Australia is in my locale because the world, because of internet and because of social media, is so much smaller. Do you see? And now you include those people that you have to be tender-hearted to, that you have to be kind to, that you have to forgive all the time. And some people, believe you me, some people that I have come across in my life, I have to forgive over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And I am sure there are people in my life that need to forgive me over and over and over and over again. Why? Because I haven't listened. Why? Because I haven't been kind and tender-hearted and I haven't been forgiving toward them. That needs to change. Beloved, these messages that I bring you on a daily basis are here to help you grow in the Lord Jesus Christ and also, believe you me, to help me grow in the Lord Jesus Christ as well, so that we can all continue to walk forward and to keep our eyes well and truly focused on Jesus, being tender-hearted to each other, being loving toward one another. Jesus said, love one another. As I have loved you, I want you to love one another. This is my commandment. And as we do that, as we walk that road, Jesus is there beside us, always, always and forever. For he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' mighty name, Heavenly Father, thank you for this word today. Lord, we declare now that we love you, and we declare that we have heard your word. In the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And amen. Let's worship. I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to include it on the podcast as well, because it is so, so powerful.
They never